Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to Premier Skills English, Premier Vocabulary.
Hi there, I'm Jack. We're here to help you with your football English.
Remember, you can find transcripts for all of our podcasts on the Premier Skills English website.
Premier Vocabulary is a mini podcast for you to learn football English one word at a time.
We have three different levels for you: easy, medium, and hard.
This episode is hard, so we're looking at more difficult football phrases and idioms. These phrases can be used to talk about football, but are often useful when talking about other topics.
The phrase we're looking at in this episode is, "We were robbed."
This phrase has a literal meaning and a non-literal meaning.
In its most common meaning, to rob means to steal money or property from someone or from a place.
Bank robbers rob banks.
We were robbed on the bus the other day. I didn't notice my wallet had gone until I got home.
But it can also be used in a more abstract way. We can use rob to talk about something important that has been taken away.
We might talk about people who are robbed of their rights if they're banned from doing certain things.
In this example, of is a dependent preposition. We use it to talk about the thing that has been taken away.
Election fraud robbed the candidate of victory.
We often hear football fans saying, "We were robbed." It's a bit of a cliche and is probably overused, but it's similar to the last example we gave you.
When a football fan says, "We were robbed," they are talking about their football team being robbed of victory.
The fan, or the team, hasn't been robbed literally, but they feel that their team deserved to win.
Fans often say they were robbed if the other team scores near the end of the match, if there's a decision that doesn't go their way, or they feel that they were the better team.
Here's an example.
"I can't believe that penalty was given in the last minute. We were robbed."
A similar idiom is daylight robbery, which is normally used when we think something costs far more than it should.
But football fans use it to talk about their team deserving much more out of a match.
"I can't believe we lost that match. It was absolute daylight robbery, to be honest."
There's the final whistle.
We'll be back soon with more Premier Vocabulary from Premier Skills English.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.